what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet, tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And right now we're talking about a subject that's very serious to me and many of you who followed in 2019 in July. You know about Lucretia, and you know that I was a police officer in Ardmore when Lucretia and her mom as well worked at McDonald's. Lucretia was the breakfast manager. I remember going through the line and seeing Lucretia in the mornings when I would go to work there at Ardmore. Very sweet young lady. If you followed the show back in 2019, you know that Lucretia was murdered. We had a candlelight memorial. We tried to help the family. She had a son that was about to start school in Elkton, Tennessee, and so we raised money for school supplies. We raised money for funeral expenses. And sometimes when tragedy happens like this and strikes families, they decide that they want to do something moving forward in a special way for other people. That's where the Searles Foundation began. And right now, I have on the line with me Monica. Monica Robinson wanted to talk about her cousin Lucretia and talk about this special foundation. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Monica Robinson.
Thank you.
This is a difficult time still, a year removed from this tragic event. Lucretia was a special person. Share with listeners who don't know about Lucretia the type of person that she was.
Usually on special occasions when we would have special things, she was there. But even when I would come to Ardmore and be in Ardmore or something and saw her, we stopped and we talked, we greeted each other. She has always had this contagious smile. She's always been a loving child. Luckily, about 2 weeks prior to this incident, we all got to see her. We had a family reunion here in Harvest, Alabama, and she was in attendance to that reunion, and we were able to spend some time with her. A lot of us hadn't seen her, in a while, but even those, we had family from as far as Florida and California and different places was there. So we all, about 2 weeks prior to that, we all got a chance to spend some time with her.
I know that those memories stay with you. Through this tragedy, family members came together and said, we want to do something about domestic violence because, of course, this came from domestic violence. As we move forward and we talk about this foundation, domestic violence is a major problem, and it's hard for people to get out of that cycle. As a police officer, a former police officer, I know, and I used to tell women and men they needed to find a place of safety. If they could break away, that they needed to find that opportunity. Their lives were at risk, and some didn't realize it. Some knew it, but they just couldn't let go. Tell me your thoughts on this foundation and how you believe that it will help people across the Tennessee Valley.
This foundation, the vision for this foundation is we want to bring awareness and work toward the day when foundations like this are no longer needed, but will forever symbolize the committed future of families and community to come together in love and unity. And we also have a purpose, and our purpose for the foundation is to support the victims, families, and the abusers and community who have been affected by domestic violence, to help provide resources, direction, and hope to all those who are brave enough to reach out for the help that they need.
And this foundation is because there's a family out there who doesn't want to sit idle when it comes to domestic violence.
Exactly.
You had an event not long ago where $1,000 was raised for the foundation?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that.
We did our first fundraiser. It was a balloon release. We did it August the 2nd up at Hampton Farms in Newmarket, Alabama. And that that fundraiser was to help with the last little bit of legal obligation that we had to make our foundation a 501 C3
sure.
Nonprofit organization. So we were successful. We raised a little bit over $1,000, and we were able to take care of that, what we needed to take care of. And hopefully and preferably in the next couple of weeks, we should have our approval, and we will have our 501C3 accreditation.
Very good. And you have a board already selected for the 501C3?
Well, we're in the process of doing that. The board that we have now is really, we call it our vision board, which consists of the family members that want to do something. But we will be doing a workshop on September the 12th that we'll be working on some things to choose our head board. We will have about 5 board members that will be the head board of this foundation. But this board that we have now is called the Vision Board. And what that is that any family member that wants to be a part of this foundation.
Who is invited on September the 12th for this larger meeting?
This larger meeting on September the 12th is pretty much for the vision board, whoever wants to be a part of that vision board. And what we do as a vision board, we bring all of our ideas and everything together, and then we will present them to the board above us. So the invitation is for anyone that wants to be a part of the foundation. And to add to that, we also have a team board. Back in December of 2019, my daughter experienced domestic violence with a little boy that liked her. And so we have a teen board as well to help the teenagers, because teens do go through it. So we have that teen board as well. So if it's any teens 13 to 19 that want to join the teen board, they can. Or if you're an adult and you want to join the vision board, which is, you know, we get all the ideas for fundraisers and everything together, you can join that as well.
Monica, I love that idea of a teen board, because that's when it starts for a person when they're young and they're vulnerable when it comes to relationships. They want a relationship so badly that sometimes they'll sacrifice themselves and their peace of mind, their joy, their happiness for that relationship, not realizing that they are binding themselves to an individual who ultimately can cause them harm, like Lucretia in her particular situation.
Yes, that's what we want to do. We want to bring awareness to the teenagers and let them know that, you know, somebody's here. You can speak up, talk about it, so we can get it taken care of. This meeting is going to take place at 7010 Cabela Drive, which is Hampton Inn in Research Park.
Hampton Inn in Hampton Research Inn. Park.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what time?
The time will start about 2 o'clock Saturday.
Now, for listeners who are listening and want to be part of the Searles Domestic Violence Foundation, there are other ways for them to help as well. Let's talk about being a member of this foundation and making this group as large as possible, because you know there's strength in numbers.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. Our vision board is pretty much we'll have a board above the vision board that, you know, will handle the majority of it. But we have a vision board that we are full of. We have volunteers that are part of that vision board. Just different aspects of the vision board. We will start doing sponsorships and everything. So we're open to whoever wants to join this board. They can email me or they can call us if they want to. We have a Facebook page that they can reach out to as well.
Monica, let's take a quick break and come back, and we'll give some more details about this foundation and how we can help spread the word across Tennessee Valley, because you know and I know that word of mouth and also sharing through social media, bringing awareness to this and this foundation, is a key when it comes to the success of the foundation. Of course, you were able to raise $1,000 at the previous event to become a 501c3, but it's going to take much more moving forward. And I'm hoping right now that listeners through the Mark White Show are thinking in their minds that they want to be a part of this effort. Will you stick with me?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Folks, we're talking to Monica Robinson, and we're talking about the Searles Domestic Violence Foundation. This originated because of Lucretia Searles Somerville, who was murdered last July 2019. People who follow the Mark White Show know about the candlelight memorial that we had. They know about the fundraiser that we had for her funeral expenses for her son as he was about to start school. But I'm so proud of this family for starting this foundation and deciding that they wanted to help others in the Tennessee Valley. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Monica. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh.
we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time. I'm Dellen Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet, tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now I'm talking to Monica Robinson, and we're talking about the Searles Domestic Violence Foundation Incorporated. It is a public group on Facebook so far. We want the foundation to grow and strengthen because, as I said in the last segment, there is strength in numbers, and I want you to be a part of this effort. I was all in last year. I was a police officer in Ardmore. I knew Lucretia through her work at McDonald's. I wanted to help this family however I could through this show, and you know that's the reason that the Mark White Show was established, was to help families like Lucretia's. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Monica.
Thank you.
So glad that you reached out to me through the show, because I do want to remain close to the family and try to continue to help as we move forward. I never want to leave anybody behind. This family has decided that they wanted to start a foundation moving forward to help others in the Tennessee Valley who are facing domestic violence like Lucretia did. And as I said, I'm so proud of the family for coming together like this and making this decision. Right now, we've got listeners who may want to be a part of this foundation. What is your message to them to say this is a group that is bound together to make a difference?
If you're out there and you're wanting to join, we're pushing for. We know that our vision is one day to not to have a foundation like this, because domestic violence will no longer exist. If you want to be a part, you can reach out on Facebook. It's Searles Domestic Violence Foundation Incorporated. If you are a teen, 13 to 19, you can go to Searles Domestic Violence Foundation Incorporated /teen board. And also you can email us at searlesdvf@yahoo.com. Get in touch with us. We will be more than happy to help you whichever way, whether it's you wanting to be a part of the board or you're needing help.
Yes, and as you said in the first segment, September the 12th at 2 o'clock in Huntsville, that's the Hampton Inn in Research Park, that is where a meeting will take place as you begin to select the primary board. The core of this foundation is family, and so we have the support of family for Lucretia, and we continue to think about her son through this tragedy, and he needs our support as well. And I think that one of the best things that a person can do right now who's listening to show that they care about Lucretia, that they care about what happened, to let her son see that there are people all across the Tennessee Valley who are going to stand together against domestic violence in Lucretia's honor. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Just to show that his mother meant so much to people and her life mattered to others, and that we care about Lucretia and we care about the family, and we want to stop domestic violence. So I'll tell you this, Monica, I'll be there and I'll continue to support this family moving forward. And I appreciate the work of the Searles family, including yourself, reaching out to me to let me know about this special effort called the Searles Domestic Violence Foundation. And I do encourage people to go to the public group and join it. That's the first step.
Exactly.
Monica, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today. And as always, if there's anything I can do to help moving forward, please let me know. Keep me aware so that I can continue to help through this effort. She meant a lot to the community in Ardmore and outside of the area. The family continues to be in our prayers.
Thank you. I definitely will.
Folks, we've been talking to Monica Robinson. She's been sharing about the Searles Domestic Violence Foundation Incorporated. Again, you can go to Facebook, join that foundation, and that's where you get started. And then take the next steps to find ways and opportunities that you can help this family moving forward and fight against domestic violence. It is a great effort, and it comes from tragedy, but there will be triumph when families begin to see the results of this foundation, when domestic violence issues change in our communities and that people stand against it. I want to tell somebody right now who's listening in a domestic violence situation that you are not alone. You can get out of the situation, that you can find help, and there are people out there to help you. Do not think that you are stuck and that no one cares about you, because they do. They care about your life. They care about your success moving forward. And I guarantee you the Mark White Show does. As a former police officer, I've seen too many domestic violence situations. And I'll do what I can if you reach out to me through my Facebook page or email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Find a way to make a difference in the Searles family through this Domestic Violence Foundation. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Just the same. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nnn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctor's offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nnn205@gmail.com. Lulu's lip balm in peppermint flavor right now, and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's lip balm. It's the balm.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Mm-hmm. Something good today.